Listen, I am somebody who loves America, but this is not the America that I want to live in. Have you guys seen this video of an ICE agent taking photos of a woman's license plate? And when the woman goes, "What the hell? Why are you taking photos of my car?" he says, "We are putting you in a database with the other domestic terrorists." Again, I do not care if you are a right-winger or a left-winger. I don't care if you voted for Trump or Kamala. If you are an American citizen and you care about this country and our constitutional rights, you should not be okay with living in an America where things like this happen. ICE has already been laying the groundwork to strip our constitutional rights away by knocking down doors with zero judicial warrants whatsoever. That is literally unconstitutional. They've deported people with no due process, then had to bring those people back because there was no due process. That is quite literally unconstitutional. But this is next level. The idea that they are tracking both citizens and non-citizens alike in one centralized database to be able to track our movements on a day-to-day basis is fundamentally un-American. It's even fundamentally not conservative. I mean, these quote-unquote small government conservatives are now all of a sudden okay with masked men roaming the streets and worsening our quality of life. That is the key point. This is not helping anybody's quality of life or making anybody feel more safe. People who are trying to get to work or who are trying to drop their kids off from school or kids who are trying to enjoy their day are now being just obliterated by these ICE agents who pepper spray them or push them to the ground or grab teachers while the students are watching. I mean, a really good example of the environment being created is this really tear-jerking video of a young dude who was playing soccer. He was in a soccer match, and the goalkeeper makes a racially charged comment towards him. I'm just going to warn you, this will likely make you tear up. This will likely make you very, very angry, because it's just, what you're going to notice is that everything wrong with Donald Trump's style of politics, the hateful, unhinged meanness towards his opponents, manifests in this video in almost a one-to-one manner. I mean, F trickle-down economics, that obviously doesn't work. But what does work lately is this trickle-down hatred coming from the top levels of the Republican Party. Trump attacks immigrants, and lately it's been Somalis in particular. Then that hatred trickles down, and now you have like 7-year-olds at a soccer game making racially charged comments towards this 7-year-old for no reason whatsoever. So my heart honestly goes out to this dude. I hate that he had to go through this. This video is going to make you incredibly sad, but it does show you the environment being created from the top down. Take a listen.
Tell me again what the other player told you during games.
So the goalkeeper in futsal, he said some really bad stuff to me, and it just made me get really emotional in my game. And I barely get emotional in soccer. And this guy told me I'm an illegal immigrant, even though I was born in America. He said Trump is gonna get me and send me back to where I used to live. And I was born in America. I don't live anywhere else. And then he called me an effing B word, and I just don't get why kids like to say those stuff. And it makes me really sad that how they just control their power like that. They think they have power, and it's just not nice.
All right, first of all, I am incredibly angry for this kid, as I know you all are. So I'm going to try to keep my emotions in check and not spaz out on this administration. But a few things. Number one, fuck this administration. Fuck ICE. But mainly, F the parents of that racist goalkeeper kid. We can reasonably assume the 6-year-old that made those racist comments didn't just pull that out of thin air. He very, very likely is regurgitating or modeling things he's heard from his parents. Well, the question then becomes, where did his parents hear it from? Where did this permission structure get created for racial profiling to happen everywhere? Well, look no further than the way ICE is operating on our streets. When you have kids who are, I don't know how old this dude is, 7 to 8 years old, having racist comments made towards them, being racially profiled by other 7 or 8 year olds, it's because those 7 or 8 year olds, like the racist goalkeeper, are modeling that behavior from the highest echelons of power. Again, it's like trickle down bigotry that we're seeing happen in the United States. And mark my words, we are going to continue to fight for this kid, for people exactly like this kid on a daily basis. That is what the people of Minnesota are currently doing. Yesterday, I kept checking the weather. It was like -5, -10, -15 degrees over in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and yet the turnout was still absolutely massive. Really quickly, if you appreciate the work of independent media, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. We may be going out there to cover stuff on the ground in Minneapolis. I took some time off travel for personal reasons, so we haven't quite made the trip out yet, but we do have some plans. We do have some plans, so make sure you subscribe if you want to see that come to fruition. We see massive crowds breaking out in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it's for Renee Nicole Good. It's for people like this dude who clearly got racially profiled and attacked at his soccer game. It's for the constitutional rights that are being eroded every single day. I want you to watch this clip where an ICE agent in Portland, Maine, tells a legal observer she is a domestic terrorist for peacefully recording him and says he's going to add her to his nice little database. It's a short clip. It's only 20 seconds, but what they reveal in this clip is pretty terrifying.
It's not illegal to record.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Why are you taking my information down?
Because we have a nice little database.
Oh, good.
And now you're considered a domestic terrorist. So
we're videotaping you? Are you crazy?
Okay, obviously the guy is crazy, but there's something a little bit deeply worrying about ICE agents being able to unilaterally, with no due process, just label someone as a, quote, domestic terrorist. And then, if shit did hit the fan, if shooting did start, or this woman, unfortunately, tragically got murdered, what would the ICE agent say? He would say, well, she was a domestic terrorist. They are laying the pretext to be able to commit violent acts, and then just using the word domestic terrorist to cover it up. What about this video? This one is perhaps even worse. This is from a month or two back. A citizen observer, someone who was legally allowed to record and just be out in public, gets surrounded by masked ICE agents. I can't lie. This one is kind of a nightmare scenario for me because they come up and they try to claim this person as a danger to the public. With no proof, they just say, you're being a danger to the public. Then the guy looks around and there's a second ICE agent, a third ICE agent. I believe even a fourth one approaches in the back. Yeah, just watch this.
Today, we have your plate number. We saw you driving erratically. Very dangerous to the public.
Very dangerous to the public. See, that was 2 months ago before they just realized they could throw around the term domestic terrorist. Now, they just use the term domestic terrorist rather than saying dangerous to the public.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
You're interfering with our operations.
Not
you
at
could
all.
Be arrested
not
under
all.
18
not
USC 111.
Nope, not
we will arrest
not
you.
Not if
you have
not
been interfering with our operations.
You were following us yesterday.
Numerous
Watch
times.
What you're doing, dude.
Numerous times you've
not
been interfering with our operations.
Not interfering.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
If you continue, you will be in handcuffs. You will be arrested. You will be prosecuted.
US code 111.
These guys are absolute idiots. If the guy was truly interfering, they would have already arrested him on the spot. My guess is he's been trailing them, following them around, which if there's 18 ICE agents and one guy trailing you is stopping your operations, then you're awful at your job. But if this guy was actually using force to inhibit any sort of operations, he would be arrested. And then it wouldn't even be as easy for me to defend. Like, if there was a video of the guy behind the camera swinging a fucking baseball bat at these ICE agents, then I would be like, okay, maybe he needed to be, you know, put on timeout. But that's not what we're seeing. The guy was just clearly following them from afar, and he gets intimidated. So now, the legal observer from multiple videos ago, the woman who gets called a domestic terrorist from the video about a minute ago, released a statement. She said, this morning around 5 a.m., I drove to a neighborhood after hearing that ICE was picking up our immigrant neighbors. When I arrived, I found ICE agents abducting Mainers, and I did what many of us have been doing across the state. I pulled out my phone and documented it. While I was filming, an ICE agent recorded me and my license plate. When I challenged him on why, he told me I was being put on a list of domestic terrorists. In Maine, it is legal to record law enforcement. Yeah, of course it is. And all over our state, Mainers like me are documenting these abductions because our neighbors are disappearing in the early hours of the morning and throughout the day and night. Labeling peaceful community members like me who film ICE abducting our people as domestic terrorists is about intimidating all of us. Yep. It's all about intimidation and laying a pretext. If you can label every single protester or legal observer as a, quote, paid agitator or domestic terrorist, you can then justify escalating in the eyes of MAGA. This says, meanwhile, ICE agents have been authorized to enter homes without warrants, arrest people with no criminal history, tear down doors, and use force on peaceful protesters who try to protect their communities. This is unacceptable. And only one side sounds like domestic terrorists here. She says, Mainers are being terrorized by ICE. Families are being disappeared with their cars left on the side of the road. The only reason we know what is happening is because people are recording and they are trying to stop that recording. It's also worth pointing out, this this is a very clear connection to ICE now using a new Palantir system. So Palantir, a company that has built a centralized network to track Americans, is now using that network to track citizens, non-citizens, people here legally and illegally, in order to use this new immigration OS AI system. What season of Black Mirror is this at this point? What season of Black Mirror are we in? Because I feel like this is very Black Mirror-esque. Not to mention, we saw a leaked memo come out just a few days back showing ICE agents have been authorized by this administration to illegally force entry into homes throughout America without a judicial warrant. So just to back up, every American, I don't care if you voted blue, I don't care if you voted red, every American should be disturbed and perturbed by the fact that this administration is overreaching and stomping all over the Constitution as it pertains to our rights. Every American should be perturbed by the fact that ICE agents are out in the streets, not arresting the worst of the worst. If there was some seven-time rapist who was here illegally and they got deported, I would be like, fine, yeah, get them the hell out. That is not what is happening. We see people being surrounded. We see, what about this? This was quite literally the headline of the Minnesota Star Tribune. Children as young as 5 detained. What kind of America is it when children can't go outside without being detained or without racial comments being made towards them? Or if people can't go outside without being threatened by ICE agents to be put in a database. This is not America. And I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.